Blog Talk Radio.
Da 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 ba ba da ba ba da ba da ba da ba da ba ba da ba da ba da. Bye-bye.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story in my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. It's what I'm going to say. You got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. So I took Blah Blah's word for it. This time I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime, cause I have friends and that's a fact, like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named Blah 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 that adored me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding how it's gonna be in the future. We was planning, everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed something was brewing. I called the room, a guy picked up, and then I called her again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend.
Hello?
Hi, yeah. I was calling about the men who like to sing on Craigslist.
Yes.
Oh, I'm, well, I read your article or your ad, I guess you call it.
Yeah.
And I'm actually, I'm a shower singer and have been for a number of years.
Okay. Okay. What is your name?
This is Adam.
Adam. Okay, Adam. Well, I'm Jay. I'm the one who posted the ad.
Oh, Jay. Yeah, yeah. I got your name right here.
Okay.
Would you like to
say that again?
Oh, I'm just sorry. I'm just saying, you know, I'm a multifaceted shower singer, so I'm not sure exactly what you're looking for or, you know.
Well, the chorus that I sing with the Pages of Harmony, I mentioned them in there. You know, we're always looking for men who like to sing and might like to try singing in a group, you know, rather than just, you know, singing by yourself or whatever. I've been with the Pages since I've been in Spokane some 9 years now and sang with some
the
other
pages?
Groups before coming out here. They're called the Pages of Harmony.
Pages of Harmony.
That's the name. Right,
now,
that's the name of our group.
Okay, do you have like a MySpace page or anything where I could hear, you know, some of the vocal harmonies and
you know,
work with them?
We do have a Facebook page. We don't have a MySpace. We have a Facebook. I don't know if they have any audio up there or not. But if you go look up, it's one word, I believe it's just pagesofharmony.org.
Yeah.
And there you can read up a little bit about the chorus and see
all
some
right.
pictures and stuff like that. I don't think we have any audio tapes are up there.
No, barbershop, I looked them up, looked up some barbershop quartets and things like that, and of course I've been familiar with barbershop quartets in the past
yeah.
and things like that, and I'm just, you know, I wonder how many guys you have in the pages now?
Well, usually we'll get around 30.
30?
Over the summer, yeah, 30. It's a good-sized group. I was just going to say over the summer, you know, attendance has been sporadic at times because guys go on vacation and stuff like that, but usually 20.
People, you pare down that 30. You think about if you were to take these people who come up with vacation excuses and stuff like that and cut them, you're going to get the cream of the crop of barb. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to have, like,
yeah.
the watered-down
yeah.
members and stuff. Like, you'd be like, you have the best singers, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, usually once the fall hits, membership will become a little bit more steady and, you know, the absenteeism kind of disappears. So, you know, you're probably looking at around 25 each week that we rehearse. It's around
okay.
that number.
Yeah.
Sometimes a little higher, sometimes a little lower.
Now, are these rehearsals, are they wheelchair accessible?
You know what? It's not. Because we rehearse
okay.
in the music room of the INB Center, which is a downstairs, and I don't believe...
Ooh, no ramps.
That, yeah, and in fact, I don't even think there's an elevator that comes down.
Do you have any big guys? Big, you know, the bigger, you know, the baritone?
Well, we do. We have a few of us. I'm about to say, I assume it means you're in a wheelchair?
Well, I am from time to time, see. I had gingivitis, and it
right.
actually, I don't know if you've ever heard of this before, but it actually spread to my limbs, and it caused...
Oh, no, I've not heard of that. I mean, I know about gingivitis,
yeah.
but...
Yeah, well, you can check it out on WebMD, but what it does is it goes to your extremities, and it flares up my ankles, knees, elbows,
yeah.
mm-hmm. and shoulders from time to time, but I'm completely... It does nothing to my voice at all, but
yeah.
there are times... I guess that would be the time where I would go on vacation.
right.
You know, like, you're
right.
right. You know, like I call you and just say, Jay, listen, I'm in the wheelchair. I can't go down to the basement. Next week,
yeah.
I'll be fine. I take the, what do they got this stuff, the doctor which says on the bottle? I don't know. It's like an oxy something or other, codone or content.
Yeah,
or
yeah. Yeah, it's pain.
Stuff like that.
Painkiller. Oxycontin.
But my favorite thing in the showers, I'm usually, I don't know, I like the doo-wop stuff from the, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
from the 50s.
Get the warm water going. Yeah, my elbows and stuff start feeling a lot better, and I'm liable just to start singing at any time.
Oh, good.
You know, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-da-dang-a-dang-dang-a-ding-a-dong-ding, blue moon. You know, I'll do that.
Yep.
Right
yep,
in the shower.
I'm familiar with that one.
Sometimes I'm in the car or something. I'll be, you know, I like to scan the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all over the board musically, so I'm not like just listening to barbershop.
Right, right.
I'm all over the place. I, you know, this is what it sounds like when the dough
yeah,
is dry.
Yeah. Well, I think that you would you should come check us out sometime, Adam. And
where are you, Jay? Tell me about where this is located.
We rehearse at the IMB Center downtown.
Yeah, downtown. Is that by the
building? You know they. No, you know the building they used to call the Opera House. Have you been around Spokane a while?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I know. Oh sure. I know the Opera House. Absolutely.
Well, that's basically that's where we rehearse. Except they renamed it the IMB Center.
Oh, is that
and,
right?
Yeah, when you go inside, you'll actually there's a downstairs. There's a downstairs where the orchestra used to rehearse, and that's where we practice right now. So we had some nice free parking across the street now till they
care about.
About. You there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah, so that's where we rehearse on Wednesday nights.
Wednesday, what time?
We start rehearsal at 6:30.
6:30. Yeah.
Yeah.
What time do you finish them up? Around 9.
Goes up. Yeah, usually around 9, between 9, anywhere between 9 and 9:30. If we have a good rehearsal going, it may go to about 9:25. If we're a little short, it'll finish off around 9:10. So never past 9:30.
You guys take a break at any, you know, like an intermission or
we do. We actually have a couple of breaks during the practice, so you're not
all right.
Standing the whole time.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right, yeah. See if I had another question for you, because I was really Wednesday night down here. You know, back in them days, they didn't even care about wheelchairs.
I know.
They didn't even think of building a building the way like today with all the, you know, the everybody's got rights and all that now, like handicap and everything. But in them days, you know, it was just like, you know, if you can't make it, you can't make it.
Yep, I hear that.
You know.
Yeah, we've been rehearsing there since. Oh, since I think I'm going to say last January, we just started there, and we'll be there for our, I don't know, when the hotel gets built, but, you know, parking has been an issue. Just this last week, they shut down that parking lot across the street from it because they're going to build a hotel on it. So right now, most of us are just having to park on the street.
Okay. They have toll things where you have to put the coins in?
They mean the parking meters?
Yeah, meters.
Yeah, there are a couple of spots that we have that they've told us that they can use, like on the west side of the IMB Center. There's a few spots there, and over on the east side of the convention center, there's a few spots there. I don't use those. We have a couple of guys who are, you know, it's difficult for them to walk a ways.
Amen.
You know, we got some
older
guys. Yeah, yeah. So they kind of have those spots that they can have. I just park on the street, and I got to plug the meter till it gets to 7 o'clock. At 7 o'clock, then you don't have to pay anymore. But we're still trying to work out something for our members where they can park for free somewhere. But there's nothing like other than that parking lot across the street. There's nothing real, you know, right there. You have to go park a block away or something.
Have you ever thought about this? Have you ever thought about, hey, standing on the sidewalk, you know, you're like, hey, there's 30 of us barbershop quartets and just one little old parking meter cop. What are you going to do? You know, just kind of stand.
No, we haven't thought about that. Well, I think eventually we may not rehearse there. We occasionally will change our location because sometimes we may change an evening that we rehearse or money gets to be a little expensive, and so we were rehearsing out in the valley till about last January. And
San
so
Fernando?
No, out in here, Spokane Valley.
Oh, I was saying, man, you guys, I can't make that trip. Man. Oh, how often do you guys play out? Gig.
You mean how often we sing?
Yeah, how often do you gig?
We sing Well, a few times a year. In fact, we've got a performance coming up on Monday on Labor Day.
Oh. Where are you guys playing?
Downtown at the Pig Out in the Park.
Oh, yeah. You know, kid,
where are you located, Adam?
Well, I'm at my daughter's house. We're right on the northwest side of Spokane here.
Okay.
And I'm at my daughter's house now, and she'd probably drive me on Wednesday nights, I'm thinking. But
okay.
She's a good old gal anyhow. But she is a good old gal. And I'm going to talk to her about taking me down to the Pig Out due to the fact is, you know, I could check you guys out before, you know, heading out
sure.
there, because you know what I'm saying.
That's right.
Really, maybe meet some of yous, and maybe she's real
okay.
big into the Facebook pictures and all that. So I don't know how
yeah.
you feel about that, but when
we're singing at noon on Monday.
Noon, Monday at noon.
Noon on Monday. So on Labor Day, on that Monday, we're singing at okay. noon. I want to say we're on the stage that's going to be closest to the City Hall.
City Hall. I hope she doesn't
on the west. It'll be on the west side of the park.
Yeah, west side. I just hope she doesn't have a bug up her ass on Monday due to the fact that I depend on her a lot of times for rides, and if she's
mm-hmm.
you know, some bug up her ass with one of her kids or something like that, she's liable to
yeah.
refuse my ride or something. I'll say I'm just going to call Jay and he's going to pick me up. You know. Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jay. I thought you... I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was still here.
But I thought I had another...
Well, you ought to see if she wants to... Wanted to see if, like, she and the kids want to just come down to the Pig Out
yeah.
and spend some time
oh,
there. You can go around. They can you know, there's lots of stuff to eat, and there's yeah. music. There's free music and stuff like that.
Especially when I'm paying. Yeah, I'll tell them to
just y'all,
go down there and eat whatever you want. I'm going to go
yeah,
park
it's,
right
it's,
over by the band.
Yeah. So.
Do you guys wear cummerbunds?
Well, if we dress up real formal, like when we go to a contest, we have a tuxedo outfit that we wear. And occasionally we wear cummerbunds, but not all the time. Sometimes we have vests that we wear instead.
Well, I mean, I don't mean to talk to you like I'm a member, but I'm just saying, like, if I were in the long term, I mean, do I need to rent a tux from your group? Do I need to...
Yeah, eventually you will. Yeah, if you actually end up joining the group, we have a guy who has a bunch. I forget what the cost is, but you actually just buy it. You have your own tux. You get a shirt. You get vests. You have to get your own shoes, some black shoes, and, you know, that kind of stuff. But yeah, so your uniform would look the same as everybody else's.
Yeah. How about facial hair? Are you on the mustaches?
Well, oh, we have guys that have mustaches. I don't have any, but
okay.
We have a number of guys. No problem with that. If you want to have
right.
a beard or, you know, mustache,
oh, yeah.
it's all cool.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm going to come down to the Pig Out with Gloria and the kids, hopefully.
Yeah.
Monday.
Why don't you do that? We're at noon, and then there'll be a break at some point in the middle. In fact, I'm going to be singing in a quartet at some
yeah.
point. And I introduce yourself. If you see any guys, you just say, well, which one is Jay? And they'll point you to me. And then... And we can say hi.
Slap
and
you right on the back and say, Jay, it's Adam.
Yeah, exactly. Then I'll know who you are.
All right, man. Yeah, well,
so,
I really thank you for taking the time out and answering my questions. And I'll be down to the Pig Out in the park.
Okay.
Gloria Kids, Monday noon. See you then, bud.
All right, then, Adam. Take care.
Later days. Later days indeed, yeah. Just bear with me out there in listener land, if you will. Jeez, everybody gets so uptight.
Hurry up, make another call, play another cutie song.
Thank
play
you
another
for
song.
Calling your 24-hour Walgreens.
I want to hear...
The convenient pharmacy drive-through service.
Barred lines.
Shots are now available. Walk in anytime, no appointment necessary. When you come in for your flu shot, also ask about our free immunization assessment to see if there are any other immunizations that might be right for you, like pneumonia or shingles.
I don't believe in none of
that.
Ask
in the pharmacy
here by the
for
Kabbalah.
For the pharmacy department, press 1. For all other departments, press 2. To hear pharmacy hours and location, press 3. To hear store hours and location, press 4. To repeat this menu at any time, press the star key.
Or kiss my ass, because none of it works. It doesn't work for
your entry was not recognized. Please try again. Flu shots are now available. Walk in anytime, no appointment necessary. When you come in for your flu shot, also ask about our free immunization assessment
to
see if there are any other immunizations that might be right for you, like pneumonia or shingles. Restrictions apply. Ask
in
the pharmacy for details. For the pharmacy department, press 1. For all other departments, press 2. To hear pharmacy hours and location, press 3. To hear store hours and location, press 4.
Never mind you. I'm done with you. Does not work on my end. I cannot press buttons. Every episode, this is episode number 10, every damn time I come up with a phone like that, phone number like that, I do not have any luck pressing the buttons on my end. I've said it over and over, and nobody listens. So, to hell with you. I just hung up on you. Jeez.
Quit talking on there. Play me another Blood Lime. I ain't heard it in 30 seconds. Quit talking.
Hello?
Yeah, Halfway Heroes.
Hello?
Halfway Heroes.
Yeah.
Who are
Who's this?
Well, I saw you on Craigslist over there. You said you're available.
Oh, yeah. The manager is right here. Do you want to talk to her?
Yeah, I want her on the phone.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hello?
Halfway Heroes?
Yep, that's us.
Are you the manager?
I am indeed.
All right. Well, this here's Ed Standish. What's your name?
Callista Scott.
Callista Scott. Now, you guys saw the ad on Craigslist. You got a band available?
Yes, we do.
Now, do you do covers?
Yeah, we do. We do only covers right now. But we're getting...
You do only covers right now?
Yeah, unfortunately.
No, I'm good with that because that's what I'm looking for, see?
Okay.
I'm not looking for some band that's going to throw his junky originals at me, which I don't mind after everybody gets wasted if you play some originals. But the thing is, I don't want you, you know, setting off a party
trying
with
to do
a bunch
whole show
of originals. Yeah, because I'll tell you what I'm going to do is I'll unplug you. But the thing is, I want a band that's got some originals, and I want a band that's not too egotistical so that me or and or some of my friends and family members could also sing a song or two.
Oh, yeah, we are like that. We like it when people sing with us.
All right, so, tell me a little bit about your band.
Well, they're based in Lewiston, and have you heard of Small Town Boys?
Small Town Boys?
Yeah, they were a country cover band.
No, I never heard of them.
A while back. Oh, I was just curious. Well, we've got the lead singer and the drummer from that, and they're really good.
Okay. So you guys, how long have you been together? Or they've been together, or whatever?
Well, they've been together about 6 months. But they have only been practicing together for about 4 months, really. But they're really good. They've been in bands before, and they're on a tight ship.
Okay, now say, what would be a standard set list? What covers could I expect from these guys? What do they really know? What can they really hammer out, you know?
Well, they like 80s and 90s is what they really love. You know, they love Bon Jovi, Sum 41.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, all that good stuff.
So
things
they
that people
know, like,
sing to. And...
what's that song goes up? Johnny used to work on a dock. Union's been
strike. They play that one.
Dime on his luck for love. What's that called? Living on a Prayer.
Yep.
Do they, would
they
be
on,
like, one of my favorite songs of all time. I mean, this is, if you asked me to put like a top 10 list together, this would be like 1 through 9 is Sharp Dressed Man by ZZ Top, man.
Oh, yeah, I like that one,
too. Do they do that?
They don't, but they can learn it.
Oh, my gosh, they have to learn it by time I hire you due to the fact. Now, how are you guys with traveling?
Where are you?
Well, here's the thing. how do you guys feel about going out of state?
It depends how far, and it depends how much you pay us, really. So it comes
down
to.
What are the ages of these band members, anyhow?
We've got a couple 20-year-olds.
Uh-huh.
We've got, I think, one 24, and we've got a 32-year-old.
All right. I catch the younger ones drinking alcohol, and I'll tell you, I can't tell you on the phone what I'm going to do about that. But the thing is, how do you guys feel about traveling? You said, you know, depends on what, would you be willing to drive to say, I got several things coming up, okay? Here's the thing. Would you be willing to drive to Illinois? How do you feel about
that?
Illinois? How's that?
I don't know, it's a little bit far.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's just one of the things I have going on, though. What I'm saying, I got several things coming up here, and that's the soonest I can have you that I would need a band, this cover band, would be Illinois in September.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, what are we talking cost-wise? I mean, you're the manager, you're doing the booking here. Talk to me some numbers.
Well, let's see about this.
I got you coming out to Illinois. You get here before you pay. You know, before you leave town, you put on a good show, a good cover show, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'll fill up your gas tank, buy you lunch. Back to Idaho you go.
Now the big question is, why do you want us in Illinois? Quite a bit of ways from Idaho. Aren't there cover bands in Illinois?
Well, the thing is, see, there are cover bands in Illinois. You got that. But the thing is, I've been perusing, trying to find some of them, and I'll tell you what, they're all a bunch of egomaniacs who think they're Mick Jagger or Eddie Vedder or something like that. Every time I talk to one of these guys, they got some type of ego trip, and I said, listen, pal, you're just a cover band. But they try to give me this horse manure about, you know, and I said, I'll try the halfway heroes here.
Yeah.
I know it's a long way.
Well, you know,
I know it's a long way. You talk to your band members.
Okay. I will
talk
tell
to
them
about making a road trip in September.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys come up with, you know, I know gas is expensive. I know stuff is expensive and things like that. You guys will be playing an outdoor thing at a state park with family type of atmosphere. So you don't have, you know, vulgarity, all that stuff. Just give you an idea of what kind of crowd it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of crowd, you're going to be in an outdoor type of picnic-y area. Plenty of electricity, all that, though. Outdoor environment. Playing for, you know, probably a mixed crowd, ages and families and things like that.
Mm-hmm. We've done that.
With other performers, there's going to be, you know, like poets reading things in between. There might be another band or two playing as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so you talk around with your friends, tell them right outside of Danville, Illinois, if you're looking on Google Maps or whatever you guys need to do, you look this up, you come back to me with a number, and we'll talk business about getting halfway heroes out there.
Okay.
And if it's right for you, that's fine. If it's not right for you, that's fine. That's up to you guys. You guys are the ones that got to do the traveling. I got to walk out my front door. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, so talking around with your bandmates, I got your number here, and I'll tell you what, I'll give you guys 72 hours.
Okay.
Just shoot it around with
your
people. Name's Ed Standish, I said. That's E-D, Ed Standish, at Standish, Standish.
Okay.
You can find me anywhere.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I will talk to them about it.
Yeah. Run that by
me.
You as Callista?
Yep.
Yeah, all right. Give me a quote, and I'll be back be back at Halfway Heroes in 72 hours.
Sounds good. I will do that.
Yeah, yeah. All right, have a good one now.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Please try your call again later. Goodbye.
On you for that. You know, you think, how am I supposed to run a show when I got people without setting up their mailboxes or whatever? I can't have that. You want me to reach 11 shows? Are you trying to snuff me out after 10? Not setting up your box like that? Yeah.
Jib, jib, jib. Jib, 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 jib. Jib, 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 jib. Jib, 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 jib.
Hello? Yeah?
We can't come to the phone right now. Leave us a message. We'll call you back.
What on earth is happening? Hello?
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hi, yes, this is Dave Winkleman. I was actually calling about the porcelain dolls that you have for sale on Craigslist, and I was wondering if they're still available. I know you're asking 15, but I'll try to. I was going to offer $11.50. I was wondering how you store them, if they're cracked, what the condition of the porcelain dolls, how many of the porcelain dolls you have. Have you ever stored them in a freezer? That's actually the proper way of storing porcelain dolls. And it also sounds like your child needs a bottle or perhaps a diaper change. I will try this number back again. Please let me know if the porcelain dolls are available. Thank you. That child was not happy, and she should have taken care of it before making the answering machine message. And who on earth has an answering machine? Was that actually a landline? That was weird, man. Screaming baby has probably got poop on or needs a bottle, or maybe it's teething. Teething's not fun. Bah, bah, bah. Yeah, I'm just going to make my telephone answering machine message with a screaming baby in my arms. Baby's probably got some diaper rash from here to there.
take care of your kids. You got time to make the porcelain doll ad for sale on Craigslist, though, don't you? Got time for that. You've got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. You can't answer your phone? Well, I can't stick around to, you know, I got, this show moves on, man. We're about the future. We're not about wallowing in the past on this show. We're about the future. So if you don't answer your phone, man, I got to leave you in the dust, my friend. That's the way, that's how I made it this far. That's how I made it who I am today. The man I am today. You think I sat around crying about somebody who didn't answer their phone? No, I moved on to the next number. That's what I did. Moved on to the next number. There's other numbers in the ocean, you know.
The Magic Jack customer you have called is unavailable to take your call.
Jack?
Please leave a message after the tone.
You have a Magic Jack, man? You're like the first person I've ever like heard of that has the damn thing. I mean, I've seen them, I've heard stories, but I've never actually called somebody who has a Magic Jack. That's amazing. Do you really like save a lot of money or whatever? Isn't Skype cheaper? I have a ton of questions for you. I mean, I originally called about the 83 Chevy C20 asking $1,250 on out of Stillwater, but I actually would rather talk to you about the Magic Jack. That's wow. I mean, have you tried Skype? I mean, I don't even think, do they even charge for Skype? I don't even know. Seems like the Magic Jack, you're supposed to be able to plug it in. What, a computer tower? You have a computer tower? And the damn thing, you, free calls ever for the rest of your life. Does that really work? It's like, what is it, like $49.95 at Lowe's or Home Depot or something like that? You've got to get back to me about the Magic Jack, you know? The heck with the truck. I just want to talk Magic Jack. Call me back. Bye-bye now. Well, you know, man, thing is, and just bear with me right out there and listen. Hi, everybody out in listener land. How are you this evening? Thank you for listening in. This is the Kunu Kaina Show, episode number gaga. One, two. The bakatu do.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 9183999941 is not available.
I can't, you know what, man? I'm leaving you in the dust in the past. You were part of my past. You were in my rearview mirror. I will never call your number again. Goodbye. You know, honestly, that's what you got to do, you know. You have no time.
Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Who is a girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway? Rolling down the highway in my Jimmy hauling parade from Chicago to St. Louis, Lord, I see her every day. A double clutching weasel like me can hardly ever get a girl to look at him that away. Like the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Well, what a girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I bet it wouldn't take her very long to get gone if someone would pull a dirty trick and take her towel away. I slow my Jimmy down to 20 that time and it wrecks I see there every day. Caused by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. A doodle doo doo doo. A doodle doo doo doo. the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I guess I'm getting bolder, cause I'd rather kiss and hold her than just keep a looking at her every day. At 4:45, coffee drinking, eating time, Jimmy shimmied while I woke up the artist that painted the display. Of the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Doggone that girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. The sleepy-headed painter said the girl wasn't real and I'd better get the on my way. On Route 66 from the billboard to Chicago, you will find tiny pieces of my heart scattered every which way. Shattered by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. A doodle doo doo doo. A doodle doo doo doo.
Come on already.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
I was calling about the 1974 Mother's Day statue that you had listed on Craigslist. What's your asking price? Need the overall condition of the Mother's Day 1974 statue? Do you have a certificate of authenticity? Also, I need to make sure that it was not owned by any of your deceased relatives. I think that would be rather morbid, and I'd be afraid of my house becoming haunted. I do sense spirits. I do sense entities. So I would know immediately if I were to come to your house to peruse the item that if it was haunted or not, and I would not offer you $1 for, you know, on the spot. I would say, I can't have it. I'm leaving your home. You should probably destroy the piece. But that'll be determined later. Just give me a call back. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you, cuckoo. Thank you. Thank you. My name is Dad Gaga Nunu. Thank you. On the way, right now, chip, oh, go, get him.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 219545121283 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Oh, it's Monday night. It's a work night. Everybody's got to sleep for work in the morning. We ain't got time to sit up and actually talk about the hot tub we placed on Craigslist.
Hey, how you doing? This is Marky, Marky Exposito. Bum, 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 boom. You can call me Boom Boom. Calling about the hot tub you put on Craigslist over there. You said it seats 4 to 6 people? Do you deliver this thing? Yeah, give me a call back, eh? Actually, you're starting to upset me.
Burp. 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 Was this like downtime in the show right now, I guess?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey, it's Marky, Marky Esposito. I'm calling about the video cassette recorder that you got on Craigslist over there.
Oh, the one that's not working, yeah.
What do you mean not working?
That's what I said in the ad, that it's not working.
Oh, not working. Wow.
Yeah, did you
what happened to it?
Yeah. You try to play a tape and it just jams up every damn time. It just won't play the tape.
Oh. I was wondering, because a lot of times those VCRs like that, they will, the rewind will break first, because you rewind, you know. I have a separate rewinder. I'd be like, well, if that's the only thing that was wrong with it, I have no problem with it, because I have a rewinder. You know?
Well, it won't play anything.
Ooh. Oh, wow. I'm glad I know that ahead of time, because I got old VCR tapes of, like, family reunions and birthdays and stuff, and that's what I need it for, is playing those, because I have no other means of playing them.
Yeah.
I put
this
them
one
in there,
is
they're liable to chew them up.
Yeah, it's for somebody who either wants to fix it or recycle it or just use it for the parts or whatever. I'm selling it as a non-working machine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, I misread that then. I didn't see that on the ad. You don't have any other VCRs for sale or anything like that?
No, I think I have it in the free category, don't I?
Yeah, I think you do, as a matter of fact. I was going to see how much.
Yeah.
Next, you answer
yeah,
that question.
Yeah. I just they'll save me a trip to the recycling.
Right. Now, you use this for years, or is it a hot item?
I bought it, like, years ago, and we just used it until it didn't work anymore.
Oh, I understand that. All right, man. Well, thanks for telling me. Heads up, man.
Okay, then. Bye.
Good night, man. Good night. At least he answered your phone, though. I like that guy, you know. I didn't want to... I'm not... You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to turn to be a potato, and I was $18. I put him on the potato. Oh. That's my potato pot. Come on, help me out here. Phone number out there, and you've got stuff, items for sale, or whatever it is you have, and you absolutely refuse to do anything about it.
Well, I got this item for sale or to give away free in my telephone number on the internet, but I ain't gonna answer my phone.
I don't understand it. Poland. Oh, come on.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah. I was calling about the boat. Boat listed on Craigslist.
Hello.
I understand. I'm asked about the boat.
What?
I'm asked about the boat.
Oh, he's not here. I'm sorry. I'm down sick. Can you call back tomorrow morning?
What do you mean, down sick?
What do you mean? I just got home from major surgery.
What happened to you?
Who is this?
I'm calling about that boat.
Yeah, he will be here in the morning.
Well, who's he?
You're
saying he? I don't even know who I'm talking to.
Oh, well, you're talking to Margaret. His name is Charles, and he's gone for the night. But yeah, he will be back in the morning, so if you can call him in the morning.
Is this a seaworthy vessel?
Pardon?
Is this a seaworthy? Seaworthy vessel?
No, he's. I don't think so.
Had he ever taken it in the Pacific or in the Columbia River?
No. No, he just got the boat. You're going to need to call and talk to him tomorrow. I'm sorry.
Have you been in it?
No, I have not.
He said none of the control panels are there, but are the electrical wiring, or is that still visible?
You know, I don't know that much about it. He's only had it a short time, so you're going to need to call and talk to him tomorrow.
Does he have the title papers on it or anything like that, or where'd he get
I am not sure, because he is my son, and he just got the boat, so I don't know that much information about it.
Do you think there's a chance that he stole it?
No, it's not stolen. I know who owned it.
Well, did he get it free?
I don't know that you can say that it's free. You really need to talk to him about it.
Yeah.
It's not torn, but it's taken apart.
Right.
The motor's out of it and a lot of other stuff.
So Charles is kind of like what? Like the Generation X kind of lazy bones deadbeat guy, and he gets this boat and he thinks, oh, I'm gonna soup up this boat and fix it up. And it sits out there rotting in your yard with weeds growing around it. 2 years later,
it hasn't been here that long.
You know what I'm saying?
It hasn't been here that long.
You know?
You need to call him and talk to him tomorrow. I'm not dealing with it.
Okay, put your Nirvana tapes away, Charles. Time to, get a full-time job. Is this the same number I can get Charles at tomorrow?
Yeah. Yeah, call him tomorrow morning. Okay,
right,
I'm sorry I don't
know
that much about it.
Oh,
okay.
No. You go recover.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Good night now.